We are here to commemorate and to reflect on the three most important hours in the history of the world. On the first Good Friday, our Lord hung upon the cross from 12 to 3. We will meditate upon his sufferings. We will pray the Stations of the Cross and the five sorrowful mysteries of the Rosary. And between each mystery, there will be a hymn and a discourse. After the Rosary, you'll be blessed by the relic of the true cross, which I just carried in. Christ wants us to remember what he suffered for us. We honor him and give him glory when we reflect upon his passion. St. Augustine says, nothing is more salutary, that is, nothing more effective in bringing souls to eternal salvation than to think daily on what the man God has endured for us. And he also said, St. Augustine, a single tear shed over the sufferings of Christ is worth more than a pilgrimage to Jerusalem or a year of fasting on bread and water. Origen, a devout writer of the early church, said that sin cannot reign in the soul that frequently meditates on the death of the Savior. It is certain, he said, that when the death of Christ is carried about in the soul, sin cannot reign in it. And our Lord himself revealed to a holy hermit that no other exercise is more effective to enkindle the fire of divine love in the heart than to meditate upon his passion. St. Alphonsus quotes a priest who said that ignorance of the treasures that we have in the passion of Jesus Christ is the ruin of Christians. He would tell his penitents that they should not consider themselves to have done anything, that is, to have made any progress in holiness, until they had succeeded in always keeping in the heart Jesus crucified, his poverty, humiliations, sorrows, and his lessons from the cross. According to St. Bonaventure, the wounds of Jesus are wounds which soften the hardest hearts and inflame the most frozen souls. All of the saints thus cherished a tender devotion towards Jesus Christ in his passion, and this is the only means by which they sanctified themselves. How many souls, happy in the wounds of Jesus, have been so inflamed with love as to eagerly consecrate to him their goods, their lives, their whole selves, and to overcome every difficulty in obeying his law, for love of that Lord, who being God, chose to suffer so much for love of them. From the thought of his sufferings came the courage and strength of all the martyrs. It is impossible to think of the sufferings of Christ and not be inflamed with divine love. St. Bonaventure said that he acquired all his knowledge from the crucifix. St. Francis of Assisi became the seraphic saint that he did by reflecting upon the sufferings of Christ. Now, there are many ways to meditate upon our Lord's passion. Today we will consider the five sorrowful mysteries. As you know, Our Lady gave the rosary to St. Dominic. She specifically chose these five sorrowful mysteries for us to contemplate. They must be very important to her, for she wished these mysteries to be remembered by the faithful until the end of time. As we consider each mystery, we will consider how particular kinds of sin caused our Lord particular sufferings, and how he made reparation for different sins throughout his passion. As we do, we should ask our Lord, through the intercession of his sorrowful mother, for some special grace. For centuries, Catholics have received, through the Holy Rosary, many special graces, graces they would not have received otherwise if Our Lady had not given it to us. We all need something. Perhaps it's the grace of repentance. Perhaps we've been away from confession for a long time. Or maybe we have made bad confessions. Sometimes people do that through fear or shame. Sometimes people do it for many years. If there's anyone here in such a situation, ask our Lord for the grace to get it straightened out. And he will give it to you this afternoon, especially if we ask this grace through his Blessed Mother. Or if this is some other difficulty in your life, some great cross to carry, ask our Lord this afternoon for the grace to deal with it. And as we kneel here before this sacred relic of the true cross, let us return the love our Lord has shown us in his passion. Let us make reparation to his most sacred heart for the ingratitude that he has received from ungrateful men. Let us make reparation to those ungrateful Catholics whose hearts are so cold and indifferent. Let us make up for all those priests and religious who have abandoned their sacred calling. And as we comfort and console our suffering Savior, let us also comfort and console his most sorrowful mother. Unite your heart with hers. Ask her to let you feel somewhat of the sadness that she felt during the passion of her son.